Welcome to the Donkey's Best Friend Podcast. I am your host, Bobito, aka Bobito Mosquito, brother, aka Master B, aka Styles B, aka BMX. And you are listening to the 39th episode of the podcast. And as the 39th episode, I was thinking to myself, this is quite cool that if you think about Netflix series, they have 13 episodes in each season. I was thinking to myself, there's 52 weeks in a year. The episode comes out every week, so it works out to 4 seasons. So we are 3 seasons in, cost, and this would be the season finale. And I was just thinking, that's pretty cool. So I thought, let's mark this momentous day with a special guest. So we've got a returning guest and a special guest, and the returning guest is none other than, I'm sure you can guess by
he's
now,
he's been on the podcast the most of anybody. I don't know why.
I think he's trying to gentrify this podcast, but we're gonna allow him to do whatever his intentions are. Mr. Christopher William Slack, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I wouldn't call it gentrification. I'm just trying to improve the podcast where I see, like, you know, some broken windows, kind of.
I mean, yeah. That brings me to my second guest. And more importantly, the special guest, because Christopher hit me up one day and he was like, listen, Bobs, podcast is going okay, you know, and as your producer, I'm trying to take it to the next level. And I'm sure you've seen that black women are in right now. Black women are the juice or the sauce, as your people say. I'm reading this from my WhatsApp, and I think that this would be an incredible time to have a black woman on and just, you know, take advantage of their popularity currently. So introducing the black woman, Mpho Apane. Welcome. And you are, yet again, I want to make sure it's said, you are the first woman on this podcast. So this may or may not go according to plan, but I hope you feel welcome.
Well, I'm doing this out of charity, so.
Yeah, wait, no, okay, hold up.
And I'm being paid. Sorry. I am being paid.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I have no idea how much this is costing me.
And I, unfortunately, was low on my charity for the year.
So Actually, you're drunk.
I just don't think that's true. I don't even drink, so I don't know what you're talking about.
And Slack is currently drinking, because Slack is...
Exactly. Look at this. Water versus... He's probably drinking whiskey right now.
He is drinking whiskey. I'm also drinking water.
It's the middle of the week.
Every time I open up Instagram, Mpho is drunk at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So
that's not true. First of all, that's like a bit of an exaggeration. I drink maybe once every 3 weeks. And only on the weekend.
Holidays. So were you ever somebody who drank like excessively? Varsity, something like that. Do you have any stories?
Nothing really. I mean, it was quite a calm time. I was really focused on my books. You know, it's really difficult being in law school. Like, it's a lot of tedious work that you have to focus on. So, like, drinking.
It was one of the most chaotic people I've ever met.
Chaotic is a very, very good word, though. Like,
so, like, you seem to attract chaos, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met you with a sane, reasonable person.
And he is the common denominator.
And he is the most chaotic. I mean, me and Claudio were talking about this past, maybe not this past weekend, but maybe the weekend before, that you are definitely the most chaotic one out of us. It's not even debatable anymore.
I mean, I'm actually thinking of maybe I'll like start writing my own book. Like, call it My Struggle, and just
Mein Kampf.
I was gonna say that. Is that like a good segue into how problematic he is.
It's like, I want to actually, sorry, Mpo, I wanted to ask you, are you vaccinated?
100%. I'm what you call a pro-vaxxer.
You're a pro-vaxxer.
I think everybody should be forced to do it.
You are. Thank you. Because that's where I was going next. That's right where I was going next. So you think everybody should be forced to get vaccinated? It's like, you agree.
100%.
Yeah, and I've been vaccinated.
You've also been vaccinated.
Tomorrow's the 2-week mark after my second dose. So tomorrow I'm fully vaxxed.
Are you sticking to the fridge yet?
Welcome to the club.
So, just to let you know, Bob posts anti-vax stuff every single day on Instagram. He's like, go and get vaccinated. You're gonna like, he's showing me videos. He sent me videos of like people like having magnets stick to them. And, like, this is what happens if you get vaccinated. And yeah, and now he's using his podcast as a platform to like spread this information.
Listen, I'm not surprised. In South Africa, I don't know if anyone's seen the stats. So men are like not getting vaccinated, basically, which I don't think is a bad thing. But
you're saying it isn't a bad thing that men aren't getting vaccinated because men deserve to die, or was that not the train of thought?
But men are like, don't. For I'm sorry, guys. Bit. Like, you guys don't really think. Yeah, there's like the thought process is very limited. So if you don't want to get vaccinated and your whole idea is my immune system, okay, coming from the same people who would get man flu, who don't go to the hospital ever, like men go like 10 years without going to the doctor. Like, how is that possible?
I went like
I can't remember the last time I went to the doctor.
Without going to the dentist. And the dentist was like, "What? What's up, dude?" And I was like, "Yeah, nothing was wrong. I didn't think I had it come." He's like, "That's not how like dentists work.
How this works, bro."
So you open your mouth and he was like, "Oh my god!"
No, look at that. And then my anxiety came and was like, "Oh, I haven't been to the dentist in 4 years. I can't go to the dentist because he's going to be like, what has happened to
what
your
the
teeth?
Fuck is going on in your teeth?"
So then I eventually went. It wasn't great.
You survived.
I mean, I didn't die.
I mean,
there you go.
So how you think about going to the dentist?
The dentist did like look at my 1-2 things. Like, I've never seen that shit before. So like,
but before. Getting back to your point, I get you. I do get you. Because me and Slack were talking about this. Slack thinks I'm an anti-vaxxer. I don't think that's a fair depiction of me.
Are you vaccinated, though?
I'm not vaccinated, but I'm registered to get vaccinated. But I'm not convinced that
okay,
I'm going to be
what? Oh, my God. Get it together. Listen, it's your choice, right? I get it, but
yes, but you wanted COVID, to take the choice away from
but
me.
But listen,
if you were in charge, you would take the choice away from me.
You clearly don't have the capacity to think for yourself. Therefore, someone else should make decisions for you.
I've been telling Bo,
so you should be forced. And also, the longer you prolong this, the worse your life will be, because this thing can get you there in maybe 3 seconds. There's variants every day, okay? Yes. And there's nothing cute about the hospital. The ICU is a very boring place. There's no Wi-Fi. Yeah. There's no chit-chatting. There's nothing. You're going to be on your back being turned by some mean nurses. Every 32, I think it's like 30 minutes to an hour, you'll have a tube stuck down your throat. Nothing will be cute.
Okay.
Just get vaxxed and live your best life.
But I'm living my best life as we speak.
Are you?
Best.
I mean, it's a decent life. I don't see how the vaccination changes my life. I don't see that. That's what I'll say. I don't see how the vaccination changes my life. That's one of the points. And the other point is, I mean, yeah, like I don't see why. Like, and trust me, I'm not completed. I haven't completed my thought process on this, which is why I haven't been vaccinated. because I don't feel like I should be rushed into this decision. I think I need to take all the information in, which I'm slowly doing.
You had since March 2020.
Yeah, I wasn't listening then. Not a priority.
Do you know what it sounds like? Okay, so there's this disease called rubella, or like German measles, right? So back in the day, everybody just got it and was dying left, right, and center. And nowadays, nobody has it anymore. You know why? Because everybody's vaccinated from it.
Yeah.
You can't even go to school without getting vaccinated. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen your vaccine card. I think you're like 6 or 7 vaccines in.
Yeah. And so in South Africa, do kids have to be vaccinated before they go to school?
Yes, there's certain ones that you have to have. Yeah. I think there's the ones that you have to have is measles, polio. There's some of them that you can bypass.
So we're already forcing people to take vaccines. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are asking me?
Yeah. Yes. What's the difference? Like, we're already forcing people. So why stop now?
Well, I think the pertinent question is, why are we forcing people already?
Because people are dying.
This is just...
And now people don't die from that. It's like it's
Debatable. It's kind of debatable. I'm joking. Okay, so I've never looked at it that way. Or no, not that I haven't looked at it that way. I've accepted the vaccines that I had taken as a kid. I just don't like the idea that I'm being forced to take, or right now I'm not being forced, but it looks like it's heading towards the direction that I'll be forced to take to take this vaccination so that
forced to take like 7 vaccines that you had no say in before.
Yeah, but that's exactly it. I didn't have any say. So how could I say no if I didn't have a say? I didn't have a say.
But if you have children, you still vaccinate them anyway. Like, regardless, like, you're forced already. Like, you may as well.
I'm likely to vaccinate my children with the vaccines that I got because we have the long-term effects of the vaccination.
But
that
was
created like a year or two ago.
But
a year
maximum. You know the long-term effects of getting COVID? No.
Yeah, we don't. No, you're right. We don't. So what is your argument, brother, that I should take the vaccine because...
It's safer than COVID, yeah. That's my argument.
Yet to be seen. But we've spoken about this long enough. I will continue to slowly do my research at my own pace and not being forced to take the vaccination. And we'll see if the government eventually... tries to force me to do it, and we'll see. We'll see if there's any movement that, like, arises. We'll see what happens. So the question I wanted to ask you guys, and it's like completely off topic, but it's kind of on topic. It's all about the consent and all these issues we're having in the world currently. What I wanted to ask you guys was, with your children, right? If you have children, let's say your child is 5 years old. Child comes up to you. Your daughter. Let me make this better. Your daughter comes up to you. And she... I don't think I'm a girl. I think I'm a boy. What's your reaction? Short term and long term.
Casey wants to go first.
Impul wants to go first.
No. I want Slack to go first. I don't want you to lean on what Impul says as the right answer. Fuck off. Go first.
That is a tough one. To be honest, I don't...
Here he goes. Oh.
I do that like a white guy.
Rem-thought. Yeah, he goes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, definitely disown my child. Try to look for a new one. And I mean, at five years old, the kid doesn't have much of a personality anyway, so it's easy to replace them.
And so you're not really.
You're not that attached yet at 5.
100%.
Yeah.
So, Paul, what would your response be? I mean, we've got slander. No, no, no.
I like Christopher. But I'm not a...
To be honest, I think what I'd do is I would say, okay, and then I just would make sure that I'm more sensitive about not kind of like putting any gender norms on my child. And like, if she wants to be called a she instead of a he, or he wants to be called a she instead of do that, if they want to wear what we would call like gender, if they would want to wear like what we would call like the opposite
pants,
gender
really?
Clothing, yeah, let them wear that clothes, just let them live their life. And yeah,
so would you expect everybody in the world, like everybody your child interacts with, to
not be an arsehole? Yeah,
same.
So yeah, let's say I come over to your house and I'm like, yo, hey Shelly, and she's like, excuse me, my name's Sheldon, and I look at you, would you nod and be like, yeah, his name is Sheldon?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of the answer I was looking for. Okay. I didn't want a specific answer. I just wanted an answer to those scenarios. Paul, okay. what is your take on this?
So in the event that I do have children, I would prefer to raise them in a non-gendered type of way. And not like to be all crunchy and granola and be like, oh, kids will have no gender. But I really do think that it's not important to really be like, oh, this is a girl, this is a boy, and let the kids choose. Because if you think about it, have you guys seen what a newborn baby looks like? If you can tell me that you know if a baby's wearing all white, oh, that's a girl, that's a boy, then you must be on crack.
I mean, so I can't even tell. My grandparents couldn't even tell my race when I was born.
Oh my God, Chris, please.
Calling bullshit, bro. You are one of the whitest friends that I have.
My
you are like, you
my
are like, you
I was Asian because I was like, I had jaundice, so I was like yellow. My whole.
That
like,
just sounds hella racist.
Hella racist, mad racist. You were a bit like, yellow. You had a disease, and your dad was like, ew, he must be Asian.
But you know, like I had spiky black hair, like it was just like when I see pictures of myself, I'm like, that's a cute Asian baby. But it's like, so wait, just on this topic of what kind of I was speaking to a friend who's in the UK. He's just immigrated to the UK, and on his forms they asked him what kind of white he was. His options were Irish white, white traveler, and then white British, or white other. Those are his options.
It's all the same white. He's like spicy white.
Oh, fuck. I think I saw a clip with some guys. Oh, that's, yeah, nice. Paul, you'll fit perfectly into this podcast. Oh, but like, yes, honestly, like it really interrupted you, as like does with black people. Sorry. And women. You were saying,
he always talks over black people, like it's actually out of control.
Yeah. Worse when it's a woman.
Right? I mean, I haven't been able to get a word in.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, sorry. As you were saying.
As I was trying
white
to
babies,
say.
Or babies.
Yeah, I just think like it's a bit harsh to like try and force something onto someone like when they're little. And anyway, like I think Chris said that no, he would be like, no, don't, or you'd confront someone who misgendered your child. I feel like misgendering someone's exactly the same as getting someone's name incorrect, even though they've corrected you 10,000 times. It's kind of a hardcore microaggression.
Okay. I'll accept that because I think it's one of those things. Well, personally, how I see it is, and I'm slowly like, I don't know, maybe I'm challenging how I originally looked at it, because I originally looked at it like it doesn't matter to me. It's none of my business. It's not my life, and it doesn't affect my happiness. Whereas on the other side, it
does affect some of these habits. That's how I looked at it with adults. With children, I'm not too sure. If I had my own children, I'm not too sure how I'd react. I'd like to think that I'd figure it out, but I'll be honest. I think I lean towards, well, I understand how you feel and will put you in situations that, like, suit whatever gender you feel. But I feel like it's kind of a decision maybe we'll talk about when you're a little bit older, like when you really start to become, this might be a phase, it's a child.
Forbes, do you know that what the difference is between gender and sex? Are we speaking?
I was gonna say that.
Didn't we Google it there? Or you Googled it? But yeah, in another podcast. But remind me.
So basically, sex is biology, whether you have a penis or a vagina. And yes. Yeah, there's rare cases of intersex people. But yes. gender is like a cultural term. So if you're studying gender, then you're an anthropologist. You're someone who studies cultures.
It's a
cultural thing. Where if you're studying biology, you're studying sex. So
chromosome vibes.
Yeah.
X's and Y's.
So to say like your kid wants to, when we say like wants to identify in a different gender, just means they don't want to like dress what they were dressing, what everyone else is dressed. You know what I mean? It's like culturally we've created dresses. Culturally we've created pants. You know what I mean? It's like,
I think that was,
and
something,
this stuff changes, okay, all the time, yeah, though. It changes. Yeah, it changes all the time. Like 100 years ago, what we would consider to be what males do and what females do changed from what it was 100 years before that and 100 years before that. So like even something, and just the influence of other cultures also coming in together. Like it's the same idea with like Africanism and homosexuality. It's like this crazy notion that now all of a sudden Africans think, oh, homosexuality is so bad, blah, blah, blah. But 200 years ago, there was no such thing as homosexuality. People were homosexual, but it wasn't looked down upon because there wasn't a cultural stigma. Then all of a sudden, it's like colonialism comes in, puts down this thing of like, no, this shouldn't be like this. Now all of a sudden, everybody's like, this is bad. Maybe 100 years from now, heterosexuality will be the bottom, which it kind of is already. But you never know what happens.
So I think what you guys have managed to convince me of, and I didn't need much convincing, to be honest. I was kind of playing devil's advocate, but also investigating my own ideas, because it's very easy saying that you're just going to go with the flow or popular culture. And just the popular decision is moving. And that is that people should be recognized as a gender of their choice. However, like, I don't know. I just wanted to investigate a little bit more. That's on the gender side. But like I said, or like Impor said, I don't think I would be raising my children with gender-specific roles in any case. I think the most gender-specific thing about my children might be their name. Other than that, I guess... other than that, probably I would try and make sure that my daughters are safe and know how
to be. Good luck with that.
I mean, yeah, you get what I mean. Like the world is in a state where women, or at least men, parents have to raise their children in the reality that they live in and not like raise them in a fairy tale land where women are not raped, you're not abused. You know what I mean? So in that sense, I wouldn't be like, hey, you can just be with the boys and behave like a boy. I'd be like, hey, understand you, if you see yourself as a boy, if you want to be, what's his name? If you want to identify as a boy, that's awesome. I wouldn't say I'm happy with it. I wouldn't say I'm sad with it. It is what it is. You, but understand that maybe people are going to see you as a woman. And as a woman, you have certain things that men may want, and they may want to take these things from you.
I think like a thing for me was like with like the differentiating between like sex and gender is the fact that like just because someone doesn't identify with a different gender doesn't take away the realities of their sex that they were born with. So just because someone identifies in a different to a different gender doesn't mean they have like
different sexuality.
Yeah, and men are going to be physically stronger than women. Like, we don't have to ignore those biological facts to recognize that gender is a cultural phenomenon.
Well, that's the thing. We're heading towards a point where people are. That's kind of the argument, or maybe not the argument, but it's like, especially in sport, you're now seeing that people aren't recognizing those simple facts.
Well,
these facts are becoming debatable.
Yeah, I think it is debatable.
That on average, men have a advantage over women in terms of physicality. On average.
It's dependent.
On?
I don't think we can even take a meter on it. Like, so I think you're referring to the whole, should transgender people be allowed to play in their new sexes, sports, whatever it is?
Well, more specifically, if we're honest, should males who become women, so trans women, should they be allowed to compete with women? That's specifically it, yeah.
I think honestly, like, I think they should, because most of the time, if you have transition there, you are on hormones. And I mean, the whole idea behind it is always like hormones. I mean, yeah, there'll be like strength and whatever, but I don't know if you realize being an athlete, I mean, depending on what sport it is, and I guess like shot put or whatever, there may be a little bit of a difference. But most people who train, women in general, who are doing these sports, these are like the creme de la creme elite athletes. They will be able to compete.
Well, what I'm saying is, let's look at this. Top 10 times male, top 10 times versus female, or top 10 times female. There's a vast difference. I'm talking 100 meter dash. I'm talking 100
like
meter sprint,
like a second 4, difference.
There's a measurable, immense difference. Mm-hmm. Maybe like to us, the female athletes, the top tier female athletes, are like far ahead of me at slack, but compared to their compatriots, male athletes in their same field, they're not close. You look at it in every single sport, or let me not say every single sport, but most sports: swimming, cricket, swimming, basketball, soccer, running, shot put, like you mentioned, javelin. But males have, yeah.
But also, when you take the hormones out of it, there's also like the physicality of like, because I know there was discussion about trans women in MMA, and it comes down to, even with hormones at a certain level, fists are just bigger and bone density is just different. So there's that sort of physicality to it as well, where it's like women naturally born, women who are born women have a disadvantage there.
I mean, that's kind of where I see it. But yet again, I just want to say, because I was listening to a podcast the other day, I sent it to Slack as homework. Slack didn't listen to it. I'm positive of it. But in this podcast, it was a trans woman from South Africa who herself, that's where I got the idea of like a five-year-old child. Because she was 5 years old, or she remembers as early as being 5 years old, when she wanted to transition. Or not that she wanted to transition, but she knew that she wasn't a boy. She was born a boy, and now she's a woman. And she knew from as early as 5 years old. Maybe not completely, but she was heading down this road. She's lived an interesting life, and obviously one with pain. And joy, like, it's not only, like, I'm sure, like, life isn't just like that. But what I just didn't like in the podcast was that it was very one-dimensional in terms of, it was her opinions on, it was her opinions on her life up until this point, how she had been treated, and her opinion on transgender issues. And that's fine. What I didn't like is that the host did not challenge her. And there was some point where I needed her to be challenged because what she had said did not make any sense to me at the very least. And I just needed opinion. Yeah.
Have you watched like interviews and stuff on like Caitlyn Jenner? Like, I know she's like running for governor of California right now, and she is like the most unhinged person on planet Earth. And she's been unhinged for like probably the past 20 years. But like, she's like the first person I was like, we really are progressing as a society. All collectively agree that we hate Caitlyn Jenner, not because she's trans, but because she's generally just a really bad person.
When I think of Caitlyn Jenner, I don't see her as a gender. I see her as a murderer.
I think she's a demon. Who did she kill?
She ran over some dude.
I forgot about the car thing. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And she has a documentary on Netflix, by the way, guys. It's actually really good.
Yeah. You know what? Caitlyn Jenner started my complete journey in understanding trans people because
what a terrible basis for you.
I know
that's like starting understanding German people.
Wait, I think my point was lost in translation. Yeah, let me try and elaborate. I didn't understand. I think the main thing I wanted to understand was, so is she still going to have a penis or not? That was the first thing.
That's a question you're not supposed to ask people.
I know I'm not supposed to, but you only know what you're not supposed to ask by asking. Like, you know, when you're a kid and you like see, I remember this specifically. I remember seeing a Down syndrome kid or a kid with Down syndrome and I pointed in the store and I was like, what's wrong with him? And my mom smacked me across the face, like, without mercy.
You told me when that happened last year.
Did I tell you this? No, this didn't happen. Fuck off, Zach. Fuck off. Fuck off.
In 2020, I saw
as a grown man. And boy.
What a
My mom slapped me. And that's how I knew not to ask about... That was, I think, an overreaction, but I knew that it was rude to ask.
But you learned, didn't you?
Yeah, but I didn't learn about Down syndrome. I learned about that like 10 years later, or maybe like so much, what it actually was. I just knew that there's something up with this kid and I can't ask about him. And he lived in my neighborhood, so I kept running into him and like we'd have conversations. And that, I think just not being able to ask and just speaking to him. No, it didn't. I think because like I never knew what it was. I didn't know that it was a I just thought that maybe it was a little bit slow.
You know what I always say to people? I'm like, I feel like everybody's problematic and to proven otherwise. Like, I don't know if you guys, like, I consider myself a problematic person. I feel like there's 100%. Certain things and I will always be the first to admit I just don't know that and bit moving. The worst people are the ones who are like, oh well, I think I know everything, and Slack and his BCom bros.
Yeah. A thousand percent. He likes telling me about what the issue with black people is and like how we can better our economic position in the world. He's like,
he always tells me to get over it.
Yeah. Those are the kinds of things that I hear from Slack on a day-to-day.
This podcast was my worst career move of my life.
But yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I think we kind of wrapped up transgenders. It's something that I'm going to continue.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Like, I need to know from a man's perspective, right? So I don't know if you guys are into pop culture and all that stuff. So I recently, there's like a video going around of Jessica Chastain and what's his name again? Oscar Isaac?
Yes. I sent this to Bobo. Yeah.
So in that video, like where he's basically like caressing her arm, right? Yeah. And like his wife is apparently off camera. I personally, as a woman, listen, I don't think I'm an extremely jealous type, but if I saw my husband doing that, I would simply collapse. I would throw up blood. I'd have to be committed, unfortunately. Like, what is that? Was so, the intimacy level there is just so disrespectful. I've never seen something like that before. It's giving me Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It was intense.
I could feel it.
Yeah, you could feel the chemistry and just.
Yeah, it's just a whole. They definitely fucked. Or maybe not. Like, maybe they were putting on a show. They are actors.
I mean, I'm watching the show. I'm going to watch it now. But like,
yeah, I'm definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I was hooked. And as well, they are two of my favorite actor and actresses. So, yeah.
So you paid good money to see that video.
Excuse? But what did we say, Slack? What was your question to me? Wait, first question is, how would we react as maybe Jessica Chastain's husband?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Okay. So I think it's the same question that Slack asked me. Just rephrased, right?
Yeah.
So Slack's question was something along the lines of, what would you do if you were their husband? Yeah. I think it's the exact same question. So personally, I think that if you... Fuck off. I think if you're married to an international sex symbol, you kind of just have to accept that, like, they may...
They fuck other people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to be like, just what? Have to accept it.
I think that's how I would take it. That, personally, I think not accepting it would be worse. Because there's something that attracted you to this person. That raw, like, just that they are a sex symbol, that they are sexually liberated, they are just who they are. And now that they're married to you, you expect them to change. I don't think that's accepting them as who they are. Personally.
Listen, for me, it was like, I just think that physical cheating and emotional cheating, I don't think that they can be equated as the same thing. I think emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating. And I felt like the things that he was doing, the way he was caressing her arm, kissing her, I feel like he whispers sweet nothings into her ear the whole time. I feel like that's the level of disrespect. Like, what?
I know. And that's the thing. Like we've spoken about this before on the podcast, the emotional versus physical. And I think emotional is definitely worse as well. I think there's a touch of both there. But yet again, I'm going to say, if you're married to a sex symbol, an international sex symbol, there's just shit that you just have to get over. Or you're not going to be married to this international sex symbol. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, if you don't have the stomach for it, leave. Because
that are like athletes. Athletes, I think, are literally the worst.
Yeah. But okay. Because none of you are ever going to date international sex symbols.
You don't know this.
really don't.
How would you react though if this was just like your other significant other and that's their work partner?
Oh Jesus Christ! We definitely have a talk about it. I wouldn't blow up on the spot, but definitely conversations happening about that.
I would have tackled them on the red carpet.
I definitely would have tackled them.
No, like, but this is not like a red carpet situation. This is like a dinner, like a Christmas dinner, like an end of year function. And they like just caressing and you just be a tackler in front of Oscar's wife.
Unlike Oscar's wife, I don't have the emotional range or like depth to just be stay calm and breathe. Unfortunately, I would see red. I would lose my mind. Not at her. I'd be like, are you mad? Like, I just think it's so embarrassing. Like, what?
But to be honest, the embarrassment of the disrespect in front of everyone, like,
that's what have killed me.
That's probably what's hitting you first.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I think even in a situation, and yet again, guys, never been in these situations, so I can only say how I'd like to behave. I can't say how I would actually behave, but I would like to think that as much as, because I know myself, I'm an emotional person. As much as I try or think that I'm a rational person, I'm very emotional. But I think my emotions shows itself in different, I'm not going to say better, I'm going to say different ways. I wouldn't blow up, but I would hold onto it and I would be vindictive.
That's even
smallest thing.
Like every single female friend that I have in my life is going to be caressed from now on. And I will forever say that, no, but remember that year end function where your boss caressed or your friend caressed you. Yeah, I mean, these are the rules now. I don't make the rules. You made the rules.
I'm so glad you take the same healthy approach to vaccines, to relationships.
I was going to say, like, what? Not vindictive. Listen, the only person I feel like who is strong enough to withstand something like that is like Khloe Kardashian. Like, that girl gets played every single 6 months. She is so strong.
She's diminished. She's diminished. I don't think it's strength. I think it's like she's been beaten down. It's like, it looks like, and I hope I'm not being offensive here. I probably am, but it is what it is. It looks like beaten dog syndrome, or I don't know what it's called, but it's like you have nothing left and like you're just fighting for nothing. It's like, yo.
I feel like a lot of this stuff is like, I think like one of the worst traits that women have, not the worst, but like, I feel like it's something that's like engraved in us to be like, oh no, this is like the father of my child. I need to like try and keep things together for the sake of the child. And it's like, girl, you literally look like a clown. This guy is everywhere. He's hooking up with any single person on the, I mean, he cheated on her when she was 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
With that a child, like, or maybe not a child, but like a very insane young woman.
Yes, and his last baby mama, same thing. Like, he also like cheated on her when she was 9 months pregnant. So it's like a pattern that he has.
You would have thought the woman that he was dating would have learned not to get pregnant, but no.
Listen, relationships make even the strongest and like most clear-minded person. Women do the dumbest things. I've seen some of my friends do such crazy stuff where I'm like, surely you're possessed by a demon right now.
I've seen men do the same shit. Yeah, I think it's not what's the word?
Gender specific.
Yeah.
Guys, are these men? Can you guys tell them to text me? Like,
what, the men who are like stupid? Oh, let me not say stupid.
100%.
So that's the thing. We'll never. I mean, Slack, I think I asked you once if you've been cheated on. The answer was you don't know, and same on my side. But if you had been cheated on, let's say let's go with mother of your child. What's your reaction to that?
Probably just leave. I mean, like, obviously that's easy to say when you're not in the context of everything. But, dude,
what if you never saw it coming? Like, you were very happy, she cheated on you, your child's happy, everything's going well, but you just never expected that she cheated on you.
Then you try
and
stay
worse
friends.
She doesn't tell you, you find out elsewise.
Oh, well, the relationship will never be healthy after that again, so you may as well just leave it, right?
Is that the case? That it will never
be healthy? I don't know.
I think with therapy you could work it out.
I guess context, like, different, like, there's different, like...
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we have to go into the depth of this, yeah. And even sometimes, like therapists aren't there to, like, solve the issue. Yeah. Or, yes, they're there to solve the issue, but that solution may be that you guys break up, but at least you break up amicably.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't,
yeah.
You leave,
I mean,
like...
Yeah.
That's for whole people.
No,
exactly. So that could be the situation.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, context is needed, but.
But at the same time, wait, how do we get here? We speak about the intimacy between.
No,
you were talking about Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica and Isaac doing the absolute most.
Yeah.
They are both, like, that's the thing. You couldn't have picked two people who are more, like, attractive.
Yeah,
so hot. Like, Jessica is a hot ass woman.
Jesus. Oh, and my god.
Isn't the series about them having marriage issues and stuff? And
is it a situation like, what's his name? Kevin Spacey. He's gonna star in a movie, like in an upcoming movie, and he's starring as a pedophile.
What? I thought he's playing a pedophile.
He's playing a pedophile.
No.
I swear to you. Hold on.
He's gonna come out of this and just be like, yeah, I was just method acting for the last like 8 years.
But he already had that movie.
In Hollywood. No, but I feel like in Hollywood, like, and just in general, I feel like people can get cancelled for like 3 weeks and then like all of a sudden things are okay.
Yeah, but that's the idea with canceling people. It doesn't hold water. I mean, people make mistakes. People fuck up. Like, you can't, like, what do you mean? I'm canceled forever for a mistake I made. No.
No, I don't think you can be canceled forever, but I think that the reason why I'm a big proponent of cancel culture is that it gives people opportunity to be introspective. A lot of people get canceled and they don't understand why they've been canceled and they double down instead of doing some introspection, apologizing and understanding what they did wrong.
Yeah,
I would
like, why am I cancelled?
I kind of agree with them. I don't agree with the fact that they're not looking at the issue, but that's the culture that's being created. Because when I mess, and we're not talking about Kevin Spacey, because like if anybody deserves to be cancelled, like that's we're not talking about actual rapists. We're talking about like people who have made mistakes. Maybe you misspoke, maybe you said something racial that you didn't really know had the connotations that it did, or like maybe you actually were racist, like you came out and you said something racist and that was actually your thought process, and because of that you're canceled, done with you, whatever. Now that doesn't allow me, like, as I've said, I think in this podcast where I've said, like, I don't like being told, and I think that's why I don't want to be vaccinated. I don't like being told.
Oh, you're getting vaccinated.
I'm probably gonna get vaccinated, but the idea that it's not my choice, and like I want to grow for me. So if I mess up, let me go through my paces, let me figure out why I was wrong before you just fuck, like, can I not go through that in a reasonable pace instead of faking it as soon as it happens? Because those are the two options basically. You get caught doing something, you fake an apology, you go sit in the corner for a second, you come back good as new. Or, and I kind of respect these guys more, even if I disagree with their views, I respect it. The guys were like, nah, fuck it, I meant what I said.
Like DaBaby.
Yeah, DaBaby.
I liked it until after the money started cutting off and the checks started getting bounced and the sponsors started bouncing and the show started getting cancelled, then he came out with a real apology, like, hey guys, I'm
oh no, but he retracted the apology though. Did you not see that?
Did he retract the new apology? Like the,
yes. So that one that was like on the black font on Instagram, he deleted that post and basically went back. I think an apology, no, he just deleted the post.
Sorry guys, I'm not actually sorry.
Yeah, because he started getting booked by like other psychopaths.
For me, like the idea of cancel culture, it's kind of like if someone's messed up once, especially when someone like had a tweet when they were 16, but like they're clearly a different, like to hold someone accountable for like their worst moment is pretty, like for the rest of their lives is pretty harsh. But having said that, like everyone who's been getting cancelled is kind of like, well, this is just a pattern. Like,
yeah, it's even one tweet, so it's like 400.
This is not just like, oh, this guy messed up once. This is like, oh, yeah.
Did you guys see the thing with that comedian who was in You? You know the show You, and he played a pedophile, and then he was accused.
Oh, yes.
What's his name?
Yeah, I've forgotten his name. He has like long.
Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia.
Oh my god, so, guys.
Ugh. Wait. Was that like a. I'm so heartbroken that sexy guy was like.
Yeah, that's definitely like, that. You read
that's
people.
That was. I'm just trying to think who it was and it came to my head. I'm like, that's that guy. Yeah, he was like big on Twitter in like the 2010s.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was, I mean, medium funny, as funny as a man can be. So like 5.5 out of 10.
Like, I needed this energy. I never found him mad funny. I never found him unfunny. I found him like exactly that, medium funny as well.
To be honest, I didn't know who he was until this all came out. So I was like, it's the best thing that's happened to his career for me. 'Cause like...
You're like, who is that? Heard of him before.
But yeah, so he came out with an apology video, and I really appreciated it, because it wasn't really an apology. It was more so introspection. Or he had introspect. So he left the public eye as soon as it happened. I don't know if he came out with an initial statement. I think he did. His initial statement was purely that he did nothing wrong. It was not illegal. What he did was not illegal. So it was like an overage girl, and it was consensual sex.
Cool. It's like 19 years old. Haha.
I mean, if we want to go down that path, we can. I mean, we can scrap this point completely, because I don't see what's wrong with, like.
But I think it came out that
if it's 19, if she's 19,
I think it came out.
I think it was a power dynamic thing.
And girls weren't 18 at the time. I don't think
there were some underage girls in the crew. Yeah.
What crew?
In that group of, it wasn't one person. Apparently, it was like he has quite a few people.
Oh yes, yeah. But like, he was never charged with anything, and I don't think they had anything. So maybe.
No, but neither was Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but he was eventually, and now you went down, and he actually got out because of a technicality.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say again with this guy. So I don't know too much about the situation, but I saw from his own. Mouth, which probably is not the best person to listen to at this point. Maybe I should listen to the victims, but I listen to him because men matter.
Yeah,
men matter.
That's right.
kind of not joking. Not the men matter part, but the fact that he's the famous person in the situation. I don't know these women. I wish them all the luck if anything that they're saying. I don't even know what they're saying, but. How he painted it was that the idea, he didn't know what he was doing was wrong because he didn't understand what he was doing. He didn't understand.
I think that's a little bit of a cop out, though.
This is what he identified as wrong that he was doing, and maybe it's one of those situations where you identify the lesser wrong, but there's a worse wrong that's sitting right behind. But you know what I mean? Like, you get what I mean? So maybe that's the case. I hope not, because then he sold me and like I'd feel stupid. But anyway, so he identified the wrong that he identified was the fact that he was just sleeping with all these women, and he was cheapening them as people. And he was seeing.
I'm sorry, but that is just the worst thing someone could say.
Maybe I'm phrasing it badly. maybe I'm not doing him any favor.
He's like, so basically, wait, let me read, like, from what you've said, let me tell you what I've heard. Some guy slept with underage women, and then he was like, but you know what the issue was? It's like, I just didn't see them as people.
They were overage. They were overage.
I'm so bad.
They were overage.
No, but I feel like we also need to examine this, though. No, but we need to examine this right now. Like, he was doing this, what, in his late 20s and early 30s, right?
Yes.
Right now, I'm in my late 20s. And so are all of you.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to ever be interacting in any way, shape, or form with any person under the age of 21 in that type of situation. You have nothing in common with a 19... I'm sorry, you have nothing in common. It's predatory. And let me tell you, well, you're 19 years old. You're 18, 19... You're so like, it's a very vulnerable time in someone's life. And if I'm 19 years old and a 29 year old man, show you the world, I'll be like, go along with the flow. You have no agency with yourself.
You are going to be playing like, you're going to be like a Jedi playing mind tricks on her. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
gonna have, like, the, I mean, when the I was 19. If a guy's 25 and he gave me attention, I'd be like, oh, sick, I wonder what he wants from me. Like, you feel special. You're like, oh my god, that's so cool. What?
I still leave room for the fact that there can be successful situations in this scenario that you
there can be, but they should still think it's creepy. Don't
I mean, what happens if you met someone, you didn't know their age, and you started falling for them, they started falling for you. Is that another situation where that could happen?
Listen, I don't interact. Like, I just don't bump into them. There's nothing like hitting me off. This is just me.
Yeah, but it's also different for women. I mean, I don't think women meet a 19-year-old enjoy. But that's the thing, exactly that. I don't think women enjoy the company of younger men at all. It's historically, it's not really. Or maybe
I don't
like,
even like the company of
sugar mama, like cougar, that kind of stuff. But your age, our age, late 20s, early 30s. Well, our age is all late 20s. Women our age typically don't at least date younger men. Maybe they'll screw around, but on average they don't. Whereas because they don't, they can't see why a man our age would date someone younger.
But I think men date younger women for very dubious reasons. I don't think it's always just like,
I think it can be dubious, but I also think it might not be. Sometimes it depends on the person.
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm kind of pushing back, because I know that it's possible that I could say right now, and this is why I love like podcasting and just having conversations like this, because like I could have been like, yeah, you're right, yeah, it's predatory, and then 2 months down the line, a year down the line, I meet a 19-20-year-old and I'm like, holy shit, like this is the girl of my dreams. I'm like, fuck,
I would a year still ago, tell you I that said, that's really crazy.
Never do this.
look, I think like I think regardless of the situation, people are always gonna like raise an eyebrow, being like on the age difference. Regardless, but I definitely think there are like times where you could like.
But that's the thing. I'm also struggling to think of justification now. Right?
Like before, made me feel bad. On Instagram is very different to like meeting. A 19-year-old.
It's very Drake energy.
Wait, what did Slack say?
I said like doing what he did and like fetching a 17-year-old on Instagram, yeah, and like sliding into her DMs is very different to like meeting a girl at a bar. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
That is, it's I give Impose reference
it's a,
with
it's
Drake,
a very different
Drake energy. It does seem like Drake is a predator in that fashion.
Oh, 100%.
But I also. Like, I don't know. Are these girls... Okay, wait. Millie Bobby Brown was not of age?
No, Millie Bobby Brown, I think, is still like 16 years old, isn't she?
Who's that?
I wouldn't know.
How old is Millie Bobby Brown? Things.
She's probably still a teenager.
Oh.
It's a strange...
Because she was like 15 talking about their relationship. How, oh, he's my friend. I'm like, girl, you're 15 years old. There's no reason for you to be friends with a 30-something-year-old man.
She was friends.
But they have shared experiences. They have shared experiences.
There's no such thing. I'm sorry to say that. No matter how rich you are and how in the industry you are, there's you have nothing in... You're 15 years old.
No. What I mean is...
15 years old.
What I mean is he was a child actor and has dealt with... Right now. Just the same as Michael Jackson and...
Okay, then he must hang out with his former child actor.
But what if...
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, there we go. Who, I will just add, has always maintained that Michael Jackson never did anything to him. They had a wholesome relationship.
Jackson did something to other kids, but I just don't believe the Finding Neverland kids. And that's really problematic of me, but I'm sorry.
I'll take it a bit further. I don't think Michael Jackson touched kids. I don't think the Finding Neverland ones. I don't think any kids. I don't think Michael Jackson touched kids.
No, I think a lot of kids, but just not those ones. I think definitely
I think
like
a lot of kids.
He also was very inappropriate with a lot of children.
Like,
I think he definitely did some
a lot of kids
crazy
like
stuff.
Like mad kids. Like all the kids.
He built an amusement park for them. I mean,
You have hundreds of millions of dollars. You're not gonna build an amusement.
Well, he didn't, because he went broke. So.
He didn't build it for them. He built it for himself. I like
that.
Like,
why are there so many kids there? They would sleep in the same bed. Like, it's just so inappropriate.
They're just
sleepover.
All these kids. No, Bobo. No.
What? Man can't have a sleepover with kids.
No.
What are we living in? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's suspect, but he also didn't live a reasonable he didn't live.
What do you need?
It's suspect because he didn't live a typical life. We cannot put ourselves in the shoes of someone like Michael Jackson.
Of course we can.
We have not known stardom from a child.
There's just no way. We like to start a petition.
I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying, like, I just don't like, I don't like how Michael Jackson was demonized.
What?
I don't.
Michael
I
and don't. I.
And I feel guilty. I feel guilty for playing your part in it.
What does someone have to do to be demonized then?
Rape kids.
Yeah, that's what he. The weight of evidence is.
What evidence? The kid drew a penis and it was purple. Or the kid was describing Michael Jackson's penis and it was purple. It didn't look like a penis. It didn't. What he described didn't seem like a penis. What do you mean?
You know what? I'm very curious now to hear about what your thoughts are on Jeffrey Epstein. Do you also think that those girls were also just.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew's accuser is a bit wild.
No. Okay. Prince Andrew, and it's like, I'm on record on this. Prince Andrew is a wild boy. He's a wild boy. Him and his boy Jeffrey Epstein, they are wild boys.
But it's the same like weight of evidence.
Bill Cosby, I don't know, bro. Like Bill Cosby, I think was a victim of the times.
What?
Victim of what?
Oh my god.
I think.
Tell me you're joking.
I'm kind of joking, but I'm kind of there's a little bit of sympathy for Bill Cosby.
Sympathy for drugging women.
I feel like I'm in the twilight zone right now. I'm like, what?
The sympathy for Bill Cosby is around the fact that what he did was acceptable behavior Listen to me. We live in a real world. We live in the real world. We live in a place where rape, in terms of drugs, this kind of, all of that kind of shit is out of the window. It's not acceptable. We do not live in Hollywood. We don't live in a place where the rules.
Well, Hollywood is a real world.
But it's Hollywood, a real world. People.
These people have real world experiences. Yeah.
They behave. They live life by their own rules.
The celebrities behave like that, but they're victims to you and I.
Yeah, but the victims were celebrities. The victims were famous.
No, not all of them were. The victims, they weren't all.
Yeah.
It was like three of them were celebrities and the rest of them weren't.
Yeah.
Okay, however, it was acceptable behavior for a celebrity.
It was never acceptable to drug someone.
It was things that happened in Hollywood. But
okay, let me not say acceptable. Yes, you guys are right. It's not maybe not acceptable behavior, but let me say
it was
normalized behavior. Yes, and when you grow up around normalized behavior and you participate in that behavior, I'm gonna have sympathy for you because maybe let's say majority of people would make the right choice, and some people would not. To me, that seems like a mistake, and that feels like you were led down the road to this mistake.
Doesn't he have like 50 accusers though?
Make a mistake 50 times. That's psychopathical. Yeah, but
it is psychopathical. There's something wrong because you get away with doing something wrong, but we don't know is wrong, like, oh, and nobody tells you that it's wrong.
It's like, yeah, he's a psychopath. He should go to jail.
I hope someday someone gives me the benefit of the doubt like you are. Like, well, that's the way society gives him.
Yeah, I hope if there is a Lord, I hope he looks down on people with your eyes. Because Jesus Christ.
I'll say this, guys. I think we'll wrap up this whole segment and move on to my favorite part of the podcast without me backing down from. Maybe in time I'll realize the error of my ways. It's possible, but I'm
hopefully
not
tomorrow.
Do it now.
Hopefully tomorrow, yeah.
But not today because I don't feel like cowering to the pressure of your beliefs. I think that I'll figure this out for myself.
I'm so sorry I invited you on this podcast.
the rate has gone up now.
But yeah, I think there's place for sympathy
even for the worst of the people, the worst of our society.
As long as you accept he's the worst of our society and should be in jail.
I mean, I wasn't speaking about him specifically. I meant just the worst of our society. Just the worst people. I wasn't speaking about Bill Cosby at that moment. I'm just saying. Just to make sure that you don't twist my words against the good Bill Cosby.
I don't need to twist your words. I'm damaging enough. I can tell you that.
So, moving on to my favorite segment of the podcast. We are heading into... Let's give me a sec.
We should talk about Housewives.
The musical project of the week. I wish I had that sound effect. I don't. I had so many sound effects that I wanted to use in this. Hey, stop, Drew. Stop. I had so many sound effects that I wanted to use, and I don't know, your conversation distracting because it was a breath of fresh air.
Oh, that's so sweet. Speaking of a breath of fresh air, so I know you gave me a task, and it actually took quite a while to like figure out what to choose, but I decided to go for something more relaxed, more fresh, more cool. So you guys have all listened to Drake's new album, right?
Yeah. Yes, Certified Lover Boy. It's like you've listened to
yes.
it. I don't think you listen to black people. Anyway.
Oh my god. So on one of the songs, or one on the album, there's a song called Yeba's Heartbreak, right? Like, I think one of the best songs on the album.
Yeah, yeah.
So in honor of Yeba, her debut album comes out on Friday and it's called Dawn. So that is my musical selection. I think you guys would like it. I don't know how to describe a genre. Yes, on the... Is this like the 10th? The Friday's
yeah,
the 10th, right?
Yeah, this Friday's the 10th, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it comes out on the 10th of September. It's a really interesting like mix of music. It's quite chilled. I think the genre is officially called alternative, but I think it's like quite soulful, a little bit country... Not R&B as much, but those types of influences.
Maybe neo soul?
Very. No, not neo soul as much though. It's, no, but from what you've heard from like Yeba's Heartbreak, it's like a little bit of that, but some of it's upbeat. And she's quite an amazing artist. Like she's featured on a lot of people's albums. If you listen to R&B, you know her from. Why can't I think of his name now? Not Alfie Days. Okay, well, I'll figure it out and I'll tell you when. Or you guys can figure that out. She was also on Sam Smith's album. Yeah, so check her out on YouTube, actually. She has a
is
lot
she
of...
British?
She is not. She's American, right?
Okay.
I don't even like American music that much, but...
I'm definitely going to check her out. Do you know what the project's name is?
Dawn.
Like, it's called Dawn.
Yeah, D-A-W-N.
I will be listening to it on Friday.
It'll be Friday.
Slack, do you have a musical project? I didn't give you the time.
I thought you're ready. I thought there was just going to be one musical project.
There probably will be, but we're here now, bro. Do you have a project or not? Fuck. Like.
No, I don't.
Yeah, fucking hell. Oh, wait. Why don't you tell us about your white rapper, bro? Your rapper with a W. Your new boy, bro. Slack makes it a point every time he finds a new white rapper to send me his music, like just try and be like, you see, we can do it too. It's not that
this
hard.
This seems like a hate crime, though.
It's always like, you see, it's not only monkeys who could like. That's kind of the comments that I get.
No. Do not happen one time in Paul. I had taken too much of a substance and I was pretty I was feeling anxious and paranoid, and basically I was listening to rap at the time, and the thought came through my mind that if I keep listening to these songs, I'm gonna say the N-word in my everyday life because of but I still wanted to listen to rap that night. So then I just made a playlist of white rappers and I called it rap with a silent W. So it's rap.
Yours, that is actually the greatest thing ever. The fact that you are self-muting yourself.
And then I woke up the next morning and realized what I'd done. And I sent it straight to Bobo because I thought it was funny.
Yeah. But he told me that is his sexy time playlist. Like when he's trying to get it on.
I sent
what
you
is
my
it? Just like a bunch. Is it just like a bunch of like Eminem and like Machine Gun Kelly?
No, even worse. Even worse. It's like Eminem, him himself as a grown man. I can't listen to Eminem. I just can't.
No, I don't see it.
I can't. Cannot do it. Can't do it. You know what? I might have some prejudice in me.
I think so.
Because I'm not even going to get into that this episode because we'll continue for another 30 minutes. But I can't listen to Eminem. It was some other dudes, like some like college like kind of rapper, like just whack. I can't even remember this guy's name, bro. But just whack.
I'll send you the playlist.
Like,
no thanks, I'm good, hey.
Don't listen.
Really
don't
okay.
Don't do it yourself.
You guys need to, especially Slack, because she obviously has terrible taste in music.
Yeah.
You guys need to listen to more female rappers and embrace a hot girl summer. I feel like you guys, it would do good for you guys.
Okay, summer's so gone.
Don't even talk.
We Slack right now. Slack listens to White Boy Summer.
By that other anti-vaxxer dude.
Yeah.
Poor Tom Hanks.
But
he said he's. Yeah.
You know what?
Good.
If Chet Hanks is what we have to suffer through to have all of Tom Hanks's movies, I'll accept that.
I mean, I like Chet Hanks. I would lie to you.
Of course, I really like it.
I like when he speaks patois. I love when he speaks patois. I love like that he's an anti-vaxxer. I love how he said that he was an anti-vaxxer, especially. Like that was the greatest moment ever that I ever saw.
That's what I said.
I love that he said nigger in his latest in that song, White Boy Summer. I like Chet Hanks. I like him.
He is literally very grimy though. Like I feel like he's part of like that Jake Gyllenhaal crew of like bathing once every six weeks. Like,
yes. Wait, how often are you meant to?
But guys,
when the sun rises and sets,
we are approaching, or like fast approaching, the like hard exit towards this podcast. Paul, do you have anything to tell the listeners? Any words of advice? Anything whatsoever?
Probably just to ignore everything you heard on this podcast. And honestly, as the smartest person in this podcast, I must say, like, this is very intellectually draining. But for more intellectually draining things, follow me on... No, don't you follow me on Twitter. No, stay away from my Twitter.
Follow on Instagram. Adam Paul Apande.
I have a private account for specific... Okay, I guess. I'll only add you if you like. I don't know. Slide into my DMs.
If you're a human being. Slide into her DMs.
Slide into her DMs, yeah.
Only if you're hot and have lots of money.
And I over 6 foot. Is that your condition?
I don't really care.
Okay.
How tall are you?
I'm not even. I'm 5'2", so 158 centimeters.
Like
Slack. So
I'm like 10 centimeters taller. 11 centimeters if we're being exact.
Debatable, bro. Anyway, Slack, do you have anything to tell the listeners other than your lies about your height? Jesus, no. This guy, bro. Maybe in platforms.
In Air Force One.
No. Yeah, but yeah, thanks to all my fans out there. You know, the normal.
I think fans. You are probably getting some fans, bro. I think so. Maybe not from this podcast, but from your wild, wild adventures in Sweden. I think you definitely have some fans.
Keep it on the street.
Wait, what?
I'm saying it sounds like he's definitely on the streets.
He was. Yeah. He is. He might be. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing right now. That'd be so much secrecy. Until then, we're approaching the end. If you have listened up until this point, I really fuck with you. Until the next time, I bid you adieu. Jesus, yep. This is the second podcast in a row that my exit is just being. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
I will see you soon.